Hi, everyone. Welcome to the studio. Dave Spadaro, Mike Quick. We know who he is. You know who I am. And we're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles coming off the loss on Sunday, which we're going to put in the rearview mirror. Let's talk a little bit about this Eagles defense first, Mike. And people are concerned after the performance in Green Bay. Your thoughts as the team looks down the stretch run here?
Well, I know they're coming up on, you know, a real bunch of really big games, good games, in a conference game, division games. So I think it's the perfect time for them to figure out what ails them and get it right. I think the run game has to really get better. The offensive line has to play better, more consistent. Saw a couple of breakdowns in the last game in the offensive line play. Some physical breakdowns, you know, a couple of missed assignments. And that really, it hurts you running the game. You don't want your quarterback to throw the ball 45, 46 times in a game. You don't want to see that. And defensively, there are a lot of issues on that side as well. Mm-hmm. So you just want to see them kind of firm things up. I thought the cornerbacks could have done a much better job of getting their hands on receivers at the line of scrimmage and disrupting the timing of the plays. I thought that was one of the biggest things defensively, that they just didn't go up to the line and challenge guys enough. And both these cornerbacks have the ability to do that. They're big enough, they're strong enough to challenge wide receivers at the line of scrimmage.
And that's what Phil Davis asks of his cornerbacks. He's demanding of his cornerback. He puts a lot of pressure on Fletcher and on Williams. It's tough to cover players one-on-one these days in the NFL, yet that's what Davis asks those guys to do a lot.
Well, and to do that, the best thing, the best tactic for those guys is to get their – I was a receiver, Dave. I understand.
So get up in the line of scrimmage and press.
I understand if I'm a receiver and you get your hands on me at the line of scrimmage, if you disrupt the timing of where I want to be, if you disrupt my pattern, the path that I want to take, it really affects the quarterback's throw. It affects the entire play. So to me, that was one of the biggest issues that you didn't see enough of in that game against Green Bay.
What do you see from Tennessee, Mike? We don't know a whole lot about this football team. Young, aggressive, they played well on Monday night, and yet they're 2-18.
They're 2-18, but they are very talented, I think, on both sides of the ball. They have a young quarterback with a big arm. You know, he's 6'5". He stands tall in the pocket. He's not going to run around anywhere, but if you give him the time to throw the football, they've got good receivers. Nate Washington, the young kid,
right,
I think
Hunter,
was his name.
Yeah.
They can move the ball, throwing the football. Got a young running back, a rookie running back that's a pretty good player as well. It's a talented bunch. No, they haven't put it all together yet, but you don't want to see them put it all together here on Sunday.
I wonder, take me into the mind of a player. You've got a game Sunday. You turn around to the game on Thursday. So how do you kind of make that? This is a we're talking about in a span of a week, we're going to know a whole lot about this Eagles team.
Well, I think you have to, and players understand this. It's a week-to-week, it's a game-to-game proposition. So you really have to focus on this one and this day and make sure that you get the best out of that. You can't look too far ahead, because if you do, you're going to have problems. You can't look in the rearview mirror too much, because if you do and you allow that to carry over, you're going to have problems. So you really have to focus on it's Tennessee and all of the things that they do well, and trying to make sure that they don't do those things well against you.
It's interesting. I know players and coaches do not listen to sports talk radio. And good thing this week, because in fans' minds, it's, boy, I hope we're way ahead of Tennessee. Take out this player, that player, rest this guy, rest that guy. You can't even think that way. We saw what happened with Denver and the Rams over the weekend. I mean, just crazy times in the NFL.
And you really don't want to be out of games. You want to play. Mm-hmm. I think it doesn't serve anybody well. Unless you're tired, unless you're worn out, I don't think it serves you well to miss games, to miss snaps, to miss plays. I just don't think so. Never did.
Home field advantage for the Eagles is all of a sudden a huge advantage. The Eagles are undefeated here. 9 straight wins at Lincoln Financial Field. What has changed? Is it just a matter of a better team?
It's a better team. It's a better atmosphere. Hey, I thought, and I said this to a couple of people in the building, I thought that the pregame Monday night was the best pregame I'd ever experienced in all of my years in the National Football League, in and around the National Football League. And I've been around a lot of games. I thought it was the best pregame I'd ever experienced. I thought it went off perfectly. And I thought the fans were completely into it. That really helps the production down on the field.
Well, let's hope that everybody's into it on Sunday. I'm sure they will be. The Eagles at home against the Tennessee Titans. Mike Quick, thanks so much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.